Hi, everybody. This is Pam, and you're listening to the podcast Women Who Stutter Our Stories, which can be found on the blog Make Room for the Stuttering at stutterrockstar.com. It's also freely available as a download on iTunes. Today, I'm excited to welcome another amazing woman who's going to share parts of her story. So I want to say hello to Mary. Hey, Mary, how are you today?
Hi, Pam. I'm pretty good, thank you.
Oh, it's so exciting to have you on the show today. I'm looking forward to getting to know you and to having you share your story. So,
thank you so much.
So to get started, Mary, could you introduce yourself to us? Tell us who you are and where you live and how old you are and what you do.
Okay. Hi, my name is Maryam Idrisi. I'm 17 years old and I'm in last year of high school, and I'm from Morocco.
Oh, okay. So you're in your last year of high school. Wow. What are you thinking about doing once you finish high school?
Actually, I just want to be a doctor.
You want to be a what?
A doctor.
A doctor. Yes. Wonderful. So you're obviously going to go on to college then.
Yes.
Have you already begun that process? Have you applied?
Oh, no, not yet. Actually, I just have to finish this year and then I will see if you get the best mark to do it or not.
Okay. All right. What type of doctor do you want to be?
I want to be a dermatologist.
Oh, okay. Why did you choose that?
Actually, I just like it. I mean, you know, I don't know why exactly, but I just like that.
All right. Well, I'm sure you'll do terrific in that field, and you know there's going to be a lot of hard work involved for you to become a doctor, right?
Yes.
Yes, many years of school. So, how do you do now in school? Are you a good student?
Yes, I am. Actually, I was the second in my class this semester.
Oh, congratulations! That's
Thank you.
That's so wonderful to hear. What type of classes are you taking? What subjects?
We learn a lot of subjects like science and physics, maths, sports, traduction, Arabic, French, English, and so on.
Okay, wow. So you take a lot of language classes.
Yes, we do.
How many languages do you speak?
I speak three languages, Arabic and French and English.
Mm-hmm. And what's your native language? What's your first language?
It's Arabic.
Arabic. I see. I see. That's
Yes.
wonderful that you speak three languages. That's going to be so helpful when you start college.
Yes, it is.
So what's stuttering like for you in school and especially when you're communicating? How does stuttering affect you?
Yes, actually, it affected me in the past, but not anymore. Because, you know, I have a career and I must do all the things that I want to do. And so that's why I didn't let it to affect my study.
I see. All right. But you said it affected you when you were younger?
Yes, it was.
Tell me a little bit about what it was like for you growing up with a stutter.
In fact, it was so terrible. I mean, you know that people don't understand and they just start laughing when you stammer. So I was really sad about that. And even teachers, they were making fun of me in class. So that was really terrible.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Is it because the teachers didn't understand and didn't know what to do?
Yes, they didn't understand me at all.
When did you start stammering?
Since age of 4 years old.
And what did your family think? Were they supportive?
Yes, they were, but they just thought that it's something that will gone later, so they didn't give it so much attention.
I see. I see. So did you get any speech therapy when you were younger or when you were in school?
Oh yes, I did the last year, but it didn't help me that much.
I see. I see. And what was it like with your friends growing up? Were your friends kind and accepting?
Some of them, yes, and some not, of course. But anyway, they were supportive as well.
That's good. Now you said that some kids teased you and that it was really terrible. How did you handle that?
I was just sad and I just started crying all the time. I didn't knew anything to do but crying.
Did you ever try to stand up to them and yell back at them or say something to make them feel bad?
No, actually, I was afraid from that. When I yell to them, I stammer, so they will laugh again. So it's not that much useful.
Yeah, I see. I see. So you're 17 now. You're a teenager. Is it easier now?
Yes, now it is. Now I can talk and yell, and actually I even don't care sometimes.
Oh, that's great. Do you have a close circle of friends that support you?
Yes, I have a lot of best friends that they help me to just don't think about it and be myself just like that and stammer openly.
Oh, good, good. And do you feel that you can stammer openly in class?
In class, sometimes yes and sometimes no. For example, in when I do the presentations, I don't speak at all, and I just speak. So even if I stammer, I don't care. But sometimes, no. For example, with the teachers and so on, I still can't do that.
Are the teachers are the teachers supportive, and do they help you do the presentations differently or privately?
Oh yes, they help me to do it, to do them, and they just say, do it and be yourself.
Okay. Oh, good. Good. That's good to know. That's got to make it easier for you to be willing to do that.
Yes.
You sound like a very excellent communicator. You sound very confident as we're talking, and your English is beautiful.
Oh, thank you so much.
And I can also tell when you smile, when we're talking, because when you smile, I can almost hear it in your voice. You have a beautiful laugh too.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So in your last year of high school, what else do you do besides school? Are you involved in any other activities?
No, actually, I don't have that much of time. I have to learn some subjects because I have a big, big I have the final exam and I have to get a good mark in it.
Right. So you spend most of your time studying?
Yes.
What do you do for fun?
Actually, I like reading, so it's kind of fun for me. So I just read, or sometimes I listen to music or dance.
Oh, all right, good, good. So you do some things other than just school and study. That's good to hear.
Yes.
Yes. What about boys, Mary? Are you interested in boys yet?
Actually, yes, but I'm still not confident
Not
to
confident.
talk about it.
I see. I see. Yeah. Do you go to a school w with boys, or is your school all girls?
No, we are mixed. There are boys and girls.
Okay. All right. Well, you've got lots of time for that ahead of you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have any brothers and sisters?
Yes, I have one brother and one sister.
Are they older or younger?
Yes, they are elder than me.
Oh, so you're the baby of the family.
Yes, I am.
Are they pretty protective of you, your older sister and brother?
Yes, they are.
Good, good. Does anybody else in your family stammer?
Yes, my grandmother.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yes, she does.
Do you and she ever talk about stammering?
Yes, she did. And she told me to be just myself and to talk and so on. But it wasn't that much easy for me in the past, but now I can figure it out.
Oh, good, good. So it sounds like as you've been growing up, you've become more comfortable with who you are as a young woman who stammers.
Yes, that's right.
Now, are there any support of it? Is there any support available for you in Morocco? Are there any support groups available for you to meet other people who stammer?
Yes, there are a self-help group in another city, but I can't go to meet them.
Okay. Is that because you're still a student and you're too busy?
Yes, it is, but also my family doesn't let me to go.
Okay, so you'll probably have to wait until you're older to be able to participate in that, right?
Yes, right.
So, have you ever met somebody else that stammers besides your grandmother?
Yes, actually, one of my classmates, she does summer, but she just doesn't want to talk about it. I mean, we are not the we are we don't share the same thing. I mean, even if we both summer.
I see. So you don't share the same in interests, so you're not really friends, even though you both stammer.
Yes.
Right. So, I wanted to ask you about your involvement in the Facebook group, Women Who Stammer. Tell me about that and tell me what you think about being involved in that group. It's for listeners. There's a group on Facebook called Women Who Stammer, and it's the only group for stammering or stuttering that's all women. And Mary, you're a member of that group. What do you think of it?
In fact, I like that group so much. The women there are very supportive, and when they share their stories, they are so inspiring.
Yeah, it's wonderful to hear and see so many women share their stories, and because it kind of gives us hope, right?
Yes,
Why did you,
exactly.
yeah. Why did you join? Why did you join the group?
I did because I'm a summer too, but after when I meet such a good woman there, I can't get out of it anymore.
I think you're the youngest member in the group, right?
Yes, I am.
That's quite a distinction to have. That makes you a special member of the group.
Yes.
I think a lot of the women in the group really, really respect you and look up to the fact that you have the confidence to engage and interact with women that are, considerably older than you are, and to share your story. And I think people think that you're pretty inspiring too.
Oh, I wish. I hope so.
I believe so. I believe that that this talk that you're giving today is going to inspire people. People are going to be happy to listen to you telling your story here and stammering openly. Anytime that we do that, that is inspiring. So I just want you to know that.
Yes, right.
What would you say has been the most challenging thing for you to deal with as a woman who stammers?
The relationships.
Okay, what do you mean?
I mean, my relation with boys is the first challenge that I deal with now.
Oh, okay. And you said earlier it's because you don't feel very confident.
Oh, yes.
Now, the boys know you stammer, right?
Yes, they know, but doesn't help so much.
Ah, I see. I see. Have you got your eye on any special boy yet?
No, not yet.
All right. All right. Well, I definitely agree with you that relationships with the opposite sex can definitely be a challenge. Be because you want to be confident and be your best when you're talking with boys. So good luck with that.
Thank you.
What advice would you give, Mary, to a younger girl that is just beginning to deal with her stammering? From your life experience so far, what advice would you give to somebody who's like 12 or 13 and stammers?
I would just say that that's already our right to talk, so why not would be so quiet, and we already have a voice, so it must be heard,
That's terrific.
and just be yourself. That's it.
Do you believe that about yourself too? That you have a voice and that you deserve to be heard?
Yes, now yes.
That's great. That's a wonderful way to wind down our conversation. It just sounds like you've become such a strong young woman, and your confidence will build in all these things that you do, finishing up high school and going on to college and developing relationships. All of these things will build your confidence and will allow you to share that voice and be heard, and like you're being heard today.
Yes.
Is there anything else you'd like to share, Mary, before we close down our interview?
No.
Okay, well, it's been so wonderful talking with you and hearing you. And again, I think that you're just such a wonderful communicator. And thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much too, Pam.
It's been wonderful, and this has been Women Who Stutter, Our Stories.
Na, 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 na.